Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from our studios at the Capital Region International Airport. We're going to spend a little time with Julie Pinkston. She's the president and CEO of Choose Lansing. And Julie, I think the best way to start this off is explaining what Choose Lansing is.
Fair question. It is a little bit self-explanatory. We want people to choose Lansing, right? So we are the destination marketing organization for the Greater Lansing region. So that means we promote this area for tourism and meetings and conventions and amateur sporting events. So we do all of that to bring people to our community for economic growth.
So on February 27th, Choose Lansing held its first annual meeting. Continuing the annual meetings of the former CVB, what were the highlights? What came out of it?
Yes, thanks for asking that question. We had a good year to talk about in 2023, and that was the purpose of our annual meeting, was to give those updates to the tourism and hospitality industry and to the community as a whole. And it's nice to report that our demand for one of our key indicators of hotel room sold did continue to grow. We sold over 1,050,000 room nights, and that's a good indicator of a strong path forward. Our occupancy level was a bit flat, and that is based on really the additional inventory into our market. So more hotels need to be filled as they get built. So we're working very hard to keep that number growing as we move forward and understand that the addition of some really cool hotel product that's come into our market has just pulled our occupancy down to that same near level as last year. But good trend that this overall sales continue to climb and get us out of the pandemic trough that we were in. We were definitely bottomed out there for a while.
Well, I think that's victory when you add hotel rooms, but, you know, keep that percentage up. That's pretty well done.
Right. And that's what we're aiming to do every day. You know, it's a lot of competition out there. So we continue to position our region and the Lansing area as a place to come to for, you know, amateur sports and meetings and conventions, performing arts, arts and culture, outdoor recreation. You know, we've got it all. So we're trying to put that word out there any way we can.
You know, we do have it all. I've sat in a meeting with a bunch of CEOs mm-hmm. today, and no one could think of a reason to leave Michigan, honestly.
Good.
Let me ask you about, you had some well-deserving businesses you acknowledged. What's that about?
Yeah, in our annual meeting, we do try to give some well-deserved accolades to businesses that have really been serving the community for a long time. So this year in November, Silver Bells in the City, our Keystone Festival, will be celebrating its 40th anniversary of having that event in the community. And people come from all over the state of Michigan to participate in that event. So we wanted to recognize them. And Riverwalk Theater had a big milestone, but most importantly, Lynn and Owen Jewelers of 107 years in business, and the owner is retiring. So we had to recognize that really long-serving business in our community.
Yeah, that is Stuart, and he's done a great job. All those bring people downtown, which is what we want. So right. Choose Lansing's brand changed promotional rollout continues. Mm-hmm. Where does that process stand for, say, spring of 2024?
So right now, as we sit, we've been Choose Lansing for about 6 months. So it gives us a really good indicator of, you know, how we can start to use that out in the marketplace, all that brand and the new looks and everything that we have. So we literally launched our brand with a new name and a logo. So now in the next 6 months that we had between September and now, it's everywhere. It's on all of our advertising, on our building, everywhere that it needs to be to really make an impact and be understood. But more importantly, it's in all of our advertising and everything that we put out to the public, to meeting professionals that are looking at our destination. We're really positioning our community in a new way that is connecting with everyone. And we're really finding that people are paying more attention. And that's all we were asking for, was to look at us now and see how we've changed and see what we have to offer. So the brand is doing all it's supposed to do, which is great.
Well, one of the things we have to offer are events, right? Mm-hmm. So clue us, are there events coming up for the rest of 24?
Oh my gosh, our calendar is so full, and it already has been full. We have like back-to-back-to-back events. We're really excited in May, late May, we'll be hosting the National Science Olympiad. So bringing competitors at the national competition for the science world, and they do some great competition. These kids are so dedicated and so involved in this event. And ironically, the very first event was held at the national level, was held at MSU. So this is their 40th anniversary, and they're coming back to MSU. So it's a really great story there. We're also hosting the national championships for USA Hockey Girls Division, the U19. So that's going to be a really cool event to bring in those top tier hockey players on the female side. So looking forward to seeing them compete here.
Well, you've got a ton of stuff coming up, and you always do. And thanks for taking time with us today, because I know as soon as we hang up, you'll be off to something else. Julie Pinkston, the president and CEO of Choose Lansing. You've been listening to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman.